All right, so we're diving into AI in real estate marketing again. Specifically, all these tools that are popping up that can create images for ads and stuff. It's kind of wild replacing photo shoots with a few clicks, right?
Yeah, it's really changing things. And what's fascinating is that real estate agents are actually getting great results with these AI images. Some even say they're better than professional photos.
I'm seeing that too.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, I'm a little skeptical. Can AI really capture the feeling of a home? You know,
yeah.
The little things that make a place special.
That's the big question. And while AI isn't replacing the human touch completely, it's getting really good. The key here is that these agents aren't just throwing any old prompt at the AI. They're getting strategic with something called prompt engineering.
Prompt engineering. Okay, got to break that down for our listeners, what that means exactly.
Okay, so imagine you're hiring an artist to paint a portrait. You wouldn't just say, paint me right. You'd give them details about how you want to pose the lighting, the background, even the mood. Prompt engineering is similar. It's about giving the AI clear instructions so you get what you want.
So like talking to the AI in its own language.
Exactly. You need to learn how to communicate your vision effectively. So instead of just saying house with a pool, you could say something like modern farmhouse with a sparkling infinity pool overlooking a lush valley shot at golden hour with a warm, inviting feel.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
But how are agents actually using this? Any specific tools they're using that our listeners should know about?
Absolutely. Three tools came up again and again in your research. ChatGPT Street Text's built-in AI and Ideogram.ai. Each one has its strengths and weaknesses.
Let's start with ChatGPT. It seems like everyone's talking about it these days. Is it as good for real estate images as it is for, well, everything else?
ChatGPT is really versatile and can generate some impressive stuff, but it does have limitations. Some agents said the images can look a bit artificial at times, not quite as realistic as professional photos.
So that's not the magic bullet some people make it out to be?
Not really. It takes practice, and you need to understand prompt engineering to get those really high-quality, realistic images.
What about Street Text? It seems like agents really like the convenience of having AI built right into their CRM.
Right. Street Text AI is great for quickly generating variations of existing images. Say you have a great photo of a kitchen, but you want to try different lighting or staging. You just upload the photo, click a button, and the AI will create new options for you instantly.
That sounds like it would save a ton of time, especially for agents who are already super busy.
It does, but there are limitations. Some agents said the customization options are a bit limited, and it can take a while for the AI to process the images.
So great for quick variations, but maybe not for creating something totally new from scratch.
That's where Ideogram.ai comes in. This one is specifically designed for creating really high-quality photorealistic images from text prompts. Agents are raving about the level of detail and control they have with Ideogram.ai.
Okay, this Ideogram.ai sounds like the real deal, but I'm guessing it's not free.
You're right. It does require a subscription. But for agents who are serious about using AI to step up their marketing, it might be worth it.
Yeah, you get what you pay for, right?
Exactly. And this highlights a key point. To really get the most out of AI, you need to invest both time and resources. It's not just about typing in a prompt and magically getting perfect results.
So it's not a set it and forget it thing. You actually need to put in some effort.
Exactly. But the payoff can be huge. Imagine being able to create amazing visuals that grab attention and show off properties in their best light, all without spending a fortune.
Okay. I'm starting to see the potential, but let's go back to prompt engineering for a sec. It seems like that's the key to getting great results with any AI tool. Can you give us some more specific examples of how it works?
Sure. Let's say you're trying to sell a modern loft apartment downtown. Instead of just typing in loft apartment, you could say spacious loft apartment with exposed brick walls and floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking a cityscape with vibrant nightlife showcasing a chic urban lifestyle.
Okay, now that's a prompt that paints a picture. You're not just describing the space. You're conveying a feeling and experience.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. Successful real estate agents are using prompt engineering to go beyond just creating pretty pictures. They're tailoring images to specific audiences and campaigns.
So it's not just about the property itself. It's about understanding who you're trying to reach and making images that resonate with them.
Exactly. For example, one agent was targeting families with young children. Instead of a generic picture of the backyard, they used AI to create an image of kids laughing and playing in a beautiful play area, highlighting the family-friendly aspects of the home.
That's smart marketing. You're tapping into the emotional side of buying a home. It's not just about square footage and bedrooms. It's about creating a vision of what life could be like in that space.
Exactly. And AI is giving agents a powerful new way to do that.
I see the potential here. But it also makes me think about authenticity and transparency. If agents are using AI to create these perfect images, how can buyers be sure they're getting an accurate representation?
That's a good point. And we'll dig into that later on. For now, let's focus on how these AI tools work and how agents are using them to get results.
Sounds good. So we talked about ChatGPT Street Text and Ideogram.ai. Are there other AI tools out there that are making a splash in real estate?
Well, one area that's getting a lot of attention is integrating AI into CRM systems. You know, the platforms agents use to manage their leads and marketing.
That sounds promising, but I'm not quite sure how AI fits into the CRM world.
It's all about automation and personalization. Imagine having an AI assistant that can analyze your leads, figure out their preferences, and automatically send them targeted updates and messages.
Wow. That would be amazing. No more sorting through lists and trying to guess who's interested in what.
Exactly. And it's more than just sending generic emails. AI can personalize those messages based on each lead's interests and what they do online.
So if I'm looking for homes with a pool online, the AI could automatically send me listings that match.
Right. And it can even tailor the message to highlight what's most important to you.
This sounds kind of like science fiction. Is this really happening now or is it years away?
It's happening now. There are already platforms that have these AI features. One that's pretty popular is Follow Up Boss.
Follow Up Boss. Okay. I've heard of that one. What kind of AI magic can it do?
Well, first off, it can analyze your leads and prioritize them based on how engaged they are. So you can focus on the ones who are most likely to become clients.
That would be huge. I can already see how much time that would save.
Definitely. And it does more than just that. Follow Up Boss also has AI features that can automate stuff like sending personalized follow-up messages, scheduling appointments, even creating targeted marketing campaigns.
So it's like having a virtual assistant who never sleeps, always working to keep your business running smoothly.
That's the idea. It's about using AI to free up your time so you can focus on what you do best. Building relationships, giving expert advice, and closing deals.
This is all starting to sound amazing. But I also wonder about the downsides. If we're relying more and more on AI to run our businesses, are we losing that human connection that's so important in real estate?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll explore more later on. But for now, let's keep unpacking these tools and strategies so our listeners can see what's possible.
Sounds good. So we've talked about AI for images and CRM. What other parts of real estate marketing are being changed by AI?
Well, one area that's seeing a lot of innovation is home valuation tools. Traditionally, agents would have to manually pull data from all sorts of places to estimate a property's value. But now there are AI platforms that can do that in seconds and with incredible accuracy.
Wow. I can see how that would change things for both buyers and sellers.
Absolutely. For sellers, it means getting a more accurate and up-to-date idea of their home's worth. And for buyers, it means they can feel more confident about their offers and avoid overpaying.
Are there any specific platforms that are doing this really well?
Two that came up a lot in your research are HomeBot and RealScout. HomeBot is popular with agents, especially those just starting out, because it's pretty affordable and integrates well with CRM systems.
HomeBot, got it. What about RealScout? How does it compare?
RealScout is considered more robust with more advanced features, although it's also more expensive. It's known for giving highly personalized property recommendations based on what the buyer likes.
They're more sophisticated, but you pay for that.
Exactly. It depends on what you need and what your budget is. But no matter which platform you choose, the takeaway is that AI is changing how we value homes, making the process faster, more accurate, and transparent for everyone.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. It seems like AI is touching every part of real estate marketing, from making images to managing leads to valuing properties.
That's right. And we're just getting started. As AI keeps getting better, we can expect to see even more innovation, which will continue to change the real estate world.
This is all pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But I gotta admit, I'm a little intimidated. It feels like I need a degree in computer science to keep up.
You don't need a degree, but you do need to be willing to learn and adapt. The good news is there are lots of resources to help agents use AI.
That's good to know. So where should agents start if they want to get on board with this AI revolution?
A good first step is to start exploring the tools we talked about today. Play around with ChatGPT. Check out Street Text's AI. I think about investing in Ideogram.ai. Get a feel for how they work and how they could help your business.
That sounds like a good place to start. But aside from playing around with tools, are there other things agents can do to get ready for this AI-powered future?
One important thing is to start thinking strategically. about how AI fits into your overall marketing plan. It's not just about using random tools. It's about having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and how AI can help you get there.
So don't just jump on the bandwagon, have a plan.
Exactly. You need to set your goals, figure out who your target audience is, and then see how AI tools can help you reach those goals more effectively.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like a lot of work. Are there any shortcuts or resources to help agents figure this out?
Absolutely. There are tons of online courses, workshops, and coaching programs that are designed to help agents use AI for real estate marketing. And many of the AI platforms themselves offer great resources and support.
Okay, good to know. So it's not about figuring it all out by yourself. There's a whole community out there to help agents.
Exactly. And remember, you don't have to become an AI expert overnight. Start small, experiment, learn as you go, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
That's great advice. So we've talked about AI for personalizing things, system building, even making client testimonials better. Is there anything else agents should be thinking about as they navigate this AI world?
Well, one crucial thing that people often forget is that it's important to keep learning and adapting. AI is changing all the time, and new tools and strategies are always coming out.
So agents can't just learn the basics and call it a day.
Not if they want to stay ahead of the game. The most successful agents will be the ones who are always learning, always looking for new information and trying new things.
So using AI is really about embracing change.
You got it. The agents who do well in this AI future will be the ones who are adaptable, curious, and always willing to learn and grow.
This has been really insightful. But before we move on, I want to go back to something you said earlier.
Yeah.
About the potential downsides of relying too much on AI. Can you talk about that a bit more?
Of course. While AI offers amazing opportunities for real estate agents, it's important to remember it's a tool, not a replacement for human expertise and connection.
So it's not about letting the AI take over everything. It's about finding the right balance between technology and the human touch.
Exactly. AI can automate tasks, analyze data, and come up with insights, but it can't replace the empathy, the understanding, the personal connection that a human agent brings.
That makes sense. Buying or selling a home is a big deal, and people want to feel like they're working with someone who gets them and has their best interests in mind.
Absolutely. And that's where the real value of an agent lies. It's about being a trusted advisor, a skilled negotiator, a compassionate guide through what can be a complicated and emotional process.
So the message is not to be afraid of AI, but to use it to improve our skills and help our clients better.
Exactly. The agents who will succeed in this AI-powered future are the ones who are willing to adapt, to learn, and to integrate these new technologies while staying true to what's important in real estate: trust, integrity, and personalized service.
I love that. It's not man versus machine. It's man with machine.
Exactly. It's about using AI to make us better at what we do.
This has been a fantastic overview of AI in real estate marketing. I'm already feeling more informed.
Glad to hear it. But this is just the beginning. We've laid the groundwork.
Now it's time to explore some of the more subtle ways AI is affecting the real estate industry.
Okay, I'm interested. What's next?
Well, one thing I'd like to dig into is personalization. We touched on it a bit, but I think it's worth spending more time on. How can we use AI to create truly personalized experiences for buyers and sellers? What are the ethical things we need to keep in mind? And what does this all mean for the future of real estate marketing?
Those are some big questions. I'm ready to unpack them with you. Great. Let's dive in.
Okay, so you've given us a really good overview of these AI tools that are kind of changing the game in real estate marketing. But how is AI changing how agents actually connect with buyers and sellers on a personal level?
That's where this whole idea of hyper-personalization comes in. AI can look at tons of data about what people like, everything from what they look at online to what they do on social media, and then use that information to create experiences that are tailored just for them.
So instead of sending out those mass emails,
yeah,
we can now target specific buyers with listings and info that they'll actually be interested in.
Exactly. AI can write messages that highlight the features and benefits that are most important to each buyer, making the whole experience much more engaging and relevant.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a big advantage for agents.
Yeah.
But what about from the buyer's side? It sounds kind of creepy, like the AI is reading my mind and knows more about me than I do.
I get what you mean. Transparency and trust are super important here. Agents need to be upfront with their clients about how they're using AI and what data they're collecting. It's about empowering buyers, not tricking them.
So it's all about using AI ethically and responsibly.
Absolutely. But let's not just focus on the potential downsides. Think about the possibilities. Imagine getting a property alert that not only matches what you're looking for, but also points out the things you've shown interest in based on what you do online.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool. It's like having a personal shopper for real estate.
Exactly. And it's not just property alerts. AI can personalize every step of the buying process, from the first time you contact an agent to the day you close the deal.
So it's about creating a smooth and personalized experience from beginning to end.
Precisely. Now let's take this a step further. Imagine using AI to make client testimonials even better. You could create eye-catching graphics or even short videos that showcase those great reviews, making them even more impactful.
That's a great idea. Social proof is so important in real estate. People want to see that others have had good experiences with you.
And AI can help you show off that social proof and present it in a way that's engaging and memorable.
I'm starting to see how AI can really take creativity and personalization to a whole new level in real estate marketing. But what about the role of the agent? Does all this automation mean their skills aren't as important anymore?
Not at all. In fact, I'd say the agent's role becomes even more important in this AI-powered world.
How so?
Because AI can take care of those routine tasks. That frees up agents to focus on what they're really good at, building relationships, giving expert advice, and guiding their clients through a process that can be pretty complicated and emotional.
So it's about using AI to make their skills even better, not to replace them.
Exactly. The best agents will use AI as a tool to improve their abilities and provide even better service to their clients.
This makes me think about the agents who are really successful with AI. These need to be good at building systems that make them more efficient.
You're right. It's not just about using individual tools. It's about creating a whole system where AI seamlessly works with every part of their business.
So it's like having a well-oiled machine where everything works together perfectly.
Exactly. One agent I talked to uses a combo of Street Text for getting leads, Follow Up Boss for managing those leads, and Real Scout for sending automatic property updates. Each tool has a specific job, and they all work together smoothly to nurture leads and get them closer to buying.
Okay, that's a really good example of how thinking about systems can make AI even more powerful. But building those systems must be really complicated and time-consuming, right?
It can be.
Yeah.
But you don't have to start from scratch. There are templates, checklists, online courses, even coaching programs that are specifically designed to help agents build effective systems.
So there's help out there for agents who might feel overwhelmed by all this technology.
Absolutely. And a lot of the AI platforms offer great resources and support. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
That's good to know. So we've talked about AI for hyper-personalization system building, even making client testimonials better. Is there anything else agents should be thinking about as they figure out how to use AI?
Well, one crucial thing that often gets overlooked is that it's important to keep learning and adapting. AI is a field that's changing all the time, and new tools and strategies are coming out all the time.
So agents can't just learn the basics and then stop there?
Not if they want to stay ahead of the game. The most successful agents will be those who keep learning, always looking for new information and trying new things.
So using AI is really about being open to change.
You got it. The agents who do well in this AI-powered future will be the ones who are adaptable, curious, and always willing to learn and grow.
Okay, you've given us a lot to think about. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, are there any key takeaways you want to leave our listeners with?
Absolutely. First, remember that AI is a tool, not a replacement for human expertise and connection. Use it to improve your skills, not to try to become a robot.
I like that. Embrace the human element.
Second, think strategically about how AI fits into your overall marketing strategy. Don't just use random tools. Have a plan and a reason for using them.
So don't chase the shiny new object. Have a strategy.
And finally, never stop learning and adapting. The AI world is constantly changing, so stay curious, experiment, and enjoy the ride.
Those are some great words of wisdom. I'm feeling inspired to dive in and explore all that AI has to offer.
Great. And as you do remember, the most important thing is to use this technology to actually help your clients.
Yeah.
And to build relationships that last.
Now, that's a goal worth working towards. So we've explored how powerful AI can be for personalizing things, building systems, and continuous learning. But I have a feeling there's more to uncover.
You're right. Now it's time to talk about the big question. What happens to the real estate industry in the long term with AI everywhere?
Okay, now we're getting to the really important stuff.
Exactly. As AI gets more and more advanced, it makes us wonder about the future of real estate agents. Will AI eventually replace human agents altogether?
That's what everyone wants to know, right? Are robots coming for our jobs?
It's a valid concern, and one we need to talk about directly. But before we jump to conclusions, let's take a step back and look at the big picture.
Okay, let's zoom out and look at the bigger trends.
Throughout history, new technologies have often disrupted industries. leading to fears that jobs would disappear. But what we've seen over and over again is that instead of getting rid of jobs entirely, technology tends to change them, creating new opportunities and requiring new skills.
So instead of being afraid of robots,
mm-hmm.
we should focus on adapting and changing along with them.
Exactly. And the same idea applies to AI in real estate. It's not about AI versus agents. It's about AI and agents working together to create a more efficient, personalized, and ultimately human-centered experience for both buyers and sellers.
So AI is less of a threat and more of a chance for agents to improve what they do.
Precisely. The agents who will do well in this AI-powered future are the ones who embrace this technology. They'll use it as a tool to enhance their skills, to better understand the market, and to build stronger relationships with their clients.
So it's all about using AI to become even better at what we do as humans.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so interesting. We're not just talking about technology. We're talking about the future of human connection in a world where technology is becoming more and more important.
This is such an interesting conversation. But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
You're absolutely right. And as we move into the last part of our deep dive, I want to shift our focus to the question that's on everyone's mind. What will the real estate industry look like in a world where AI is everywhere?
Ooh, I'm ready to hear this. Paint us a picture of the future.
Okay, but remember, this is just one possibility. The future isn't set in stone, and the decisions we make today will shape what happens tomorrow.
So we're stepping into the future of real estate. What's it look like with AI everywhere?
Well, imagine as soon as a property hits the market, AI automatically creates all sorts of marketing materials.
You mean like virtual tours, 3D models, even targeted ads for different types of buyers.
Exactly. And it's not just generic stuff. It's all personalized to appeal to each buyer's individual taste.
Okay, so let me get this straight. If I'm a young professional looking for a cool condo downtown, the AI shows me the fancy finishes and the rooftop pool. But if I'm a family looking for a house in the suburbs, it highlights the big backyard and the good schools.
Exactly. AI tailors everything to make it as appealing as possible to each potential buyer.
Wow, that's amazing. No more scrolling through tons of listings that just aren't my style. The AI could find me homes that feel like they were made just for me.
And it's not just about visuals. Imagine getting a message from the agent that actually speaks to what you're looking for.
So no more of those generic, I'd love to show you those property messages. The AI could write something that actually feels personal and relevant to my situation.
Right. It's about using AI to make things feel more human, even in a world where technology is everywhere.
This all sounds incredible. But is there a chance we start relying too much on these perfect AI-created images? How do buyers even know what's real anymore?
That's a good point. Transparency and authenticity are more important than ever in this AI world. Agents need to be upfront about using AI-generated content, and they have to give buyers ways to experience properties firsthand, whether that's through in-person tours or high-quality virtual walkthroughs.
So it's about finding a balance. Using the power of AI, but also keeping things honest and transparent.
Exactly. And it also makes us think about the role of the agent. If AI can handle so much of the marketing and communication, what skills do agents need to have to succeed in this new environment?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. If AI can create amazing visuals and write personalized messages, will agents even be necessary anymore?
I don't think so. I actually think agents will become even more important, but their role will change. Agents will need to be the experts in navigating this AI world, helping buyers and sellers understand all the information that's out there.
So instead of being replaced by AI, agents will become more like AI consultants, guiding their clients through all this new technology.
Exactly. They'll need to be good at understanding the data that AI generates, knowing how different algorithms work, and providing insights that go beyond what the technology can do on its own.
This brings up another question. Will everyone have access to these AI tools? Or will it create a divide between those who can afford the technology and those who can't?
That's a really important question, and it's something the industry needs to address. As AI gets more advanced, we need to make sure that all agents can use it, no matter their budget or technical skills. This might mean creating affordable AI solutions, offering training programs, or even pushing for industry-wide standards that make things fair for everyone.
That's a great point. We don't want AI to make the existing inequalities in real estate worse. Mm. We want it to help create a more level playing field where everyone has a chance to succeed.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the human element. Technology can be a powerful tool for good, but we need to use it wisely and ethically. The future of real estate isn't just about algorithms and automation. It's about people connecting with people. finding their dream homes, building communities, and creating a better future for everyone.
I love that vision. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI and real estate, what's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
Be open to change, but don't forget what's really important. Use AI to improve your skills, to build stronger relationships with your clients, and to create a business that's both successful and fulfilling. The future is full of possibilities, and it's up to all of us to shape it in a way that benefits everyone.
That's a great message to end on. So to everyone listening out there, explore the world of AI with curiosity and an open mind. Use these tools wisely, ethically, and creatively. And remember, the heart of real estate will always be about human connection and helping people find the place they call home. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.